So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for lightworkers and entrepreneurs. And my next guest is a stunning entrepreneur, lightworker, mom. Oh my goodness, she also meditates. So hi, Lana Schlafer. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Erica. I'm so excited to be here.
I know. Just saying hi to you on the chat was such an affirmation of my reality. So thank you for being you.
Co-creation at its best.
Yeah. So when you say, like, I can change anything, or I'm at creation, you know, some of our guests are having trouble with their finances. Some of our listeners would like to have more money coming in. Tell me a little bit of what your secret might be for that.
So I feel like there is a vibration that we have in our life. And then in certain ways, we are really rocking and rolling. And all of us might have areas that aren't quite where we want them to be. And it might be money, it might be relationships, it might be health. And I really feel like if you know how to use the template for deliberately creating what you want in one area, you can use it in any area. So money is the same, and money is actually way easier. I always like to say money doesn't have feelings, doesn't talk back to you.
Unlike in a relationship.
Money is one of the easiest things to meditate, to manifest, because it really has to do everything with your own point of attraction, and you can't have the illusion that somebody else is creating in your reality. And so, you know, in my programs and in the 5-day Master Your Life Challenge that's coming up, I really take people step by step for how to identify what they want. That's the first step. So most people tell you, well, I want more money.
Before we get into that, yeah. So we're definitely going to share with everyone your challenge, so you can just relax. We'll give that a couple of minutes of time on the 8 minutes, no problem. I think I still feel like I need to introduce you to my audience a little bigger. Some of my audience already knows a lot of the people I interview. And you're a brand new name to a lot of my audience. So do you want to just maybe back up a little bit and just say kind of how you got into meditation and how you started teaching it?
Sure. As long as you promise to get me back to how to manifest money, because I'm happy to to respond to that. So yes, I was born in Russia. I came to the US when I was 12. I had no religious background. Well, that's not true. I was Jewish culturally, but everyone in Russia was void of religion. It was illegal to have any religion. So I grew up atheist. And when we came to the US and I started, you know, living really this immigrant dream that my parents had for me. I worked very hard. Mm. I got into Berkeley. I was striving to, like, you know, have the American success story.
Right.
And in the process, I became very miserable, very depressed, and somehow managed to graduate with like a 3.8 GPA from UC Berkeley and get like 5 job offers out of college. So I was rocking and rolling professionally. I worked in investment banking, and slowly my soul was dying and I was hating myself. And it got to the point where I decided to leave that and go on a process of discovery. What actually makes me happy? I just didn't want to live anymore. And so I was like, well, this is as bad as it's going to get, I think. So let's see what else is possible. And it's been, It's been what, like 12, 13 years since then. I feel like I'm still on that process of discovery. But during that time, I worked as a success coach and got trained to be a life coach for university students. I worked as a project manager. I got certified to teach yoga, and I started running yoga teacher trainings. I have the highest yoga certification, the 500-hour registered yoga teacher. I then did personal training, and I really kind of explored, well, okay, I can help people in this area of their life. But then I realized they were coming to me with really emotional, heavy things that I didn't know how to hold space for. So I went to graduate school to Institute of Transpersonal Psychology in Palo Alto, actually.
Oh, nice.
Then I was really doing self-transformation. That was my focus. And learning how to hold space, learning how to be a healer by the presence of my healing. And then my husband proposed in the middle of my graduate program.
Yeah.
And we got pregnant 2 months later, and it was twins. I was like, what? Life totally threw me a curveball. And I ended up leaving grad school. And
Lana.
Really, so I would say I'm half a master.
Oh my my gosh, that is, I think that's the longest sentence in the history of my podcast. So,
well,
let's take another breath. Take another breath. There we go.
I talk fast. I'm breathing as I'm talking. I'm in complete alignment and excited with what I'm saying.
Now I'd like to take you full circle. We're going to jump forward again. And let's go ahead and just let people know a little bit about your challenge. And then if you wanted to end on the finance, that's fine. But let people know a little bit about your beautiful challenge that people are just signing up for right and left right now.
Yeah, so I've done this challenge quite a few times and people have incredible shifts and transformations and breakthroughs. And money is certainly an area that people want to have a breakthrough in because it feels like it's connected to so much choices in their life and their livelihood and where what they do on a day-to-day basis. So in the challenge, I'm taking you day by day through different steps and ways of and approaches of how to tune into what you want, how to let go of what isn't serving you, and how to be able to do it on a consistent and deliberate level, which is where the mastery comes in. It's one thing to have something that happens that's wonderful and you're celebrating, but you don't feel like you can actually do it again. The replicatability of it and the practical aspect is really a huge, and it's really fun because we have thousands of people doing it together. The energy in the group is really high. As you can tell, I have a lot of energy. I am very passionate about what I do. And so one of my premises is that you don't actually have to meditate if you don't want to manifest everything you want in your life. And you don't have to do vision boards. You don't have to. There's so many ways and so many paths to manifesting your desires. And I like to present a buffet. And then you take what you love from the buffet and enjoy the process of creation as much as you enjoy getting to the destination.
I love it. Yeah, I know it goes by really fast. I appreciate you hanging in with me for this 8-minute interview. It's always kind of goes too fast and we feel like we blinked. But I just want to encourage people to check out Lana's 5-day challenge. And if you listen to this podcast too late for that, then on her website, she has an introductory 4-minute meditation that's completely complimentary. Anything else, Lana, that you'd like to say as far as how people can reach you and find you?
Yeah, just lanaschlafer.com and all the information that you want is there. There's lots of blog posts. I have a Lana TV channel on YouTube where I do lots of videos. And I'm excited to connect with you. Find me on Facebook or Instagram. And I look forward to co-creating with you.
Thank you. Awesome.